feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Hi, I'm Jackie Collins, and you are listening to Neil and Debbie, you lucky bitches.
Charisma, unique.
Chris, with what? Charisma and unique?
Oh, is that me?
Yeah. And now we're adding the N and the D. Charisma, uniqueness, nerve and talent. Welcome to the show! Neil, can I just make sure that you're all right there? Because
yes.
you've had a very big operation.
That's right,
last
yes.
week was our first show back on air after they did what they did to you in the NHS.
That's right,
after
yeah.
they did what they did.
They did a good job on me. That's what they did. Healing nicely. Thank you very much.
Neil, are you all right? Because you're yeah. in a different... I can't help but notice you're in a very different location in St Albans this week.
Oh, I'm in the studio. Well, I say studio. The room I was in when I did lockdown. Mainly because my niece is visiting today and grandma's taking care of her and she's quite wild. She's she's in the other room watching the telly, so I couldn't
is
be
she?
In there.
I hope you've cleared that room out, Neil.
Yeah, oh, yes.
We know what's in that room. Oh, I hope she doesn't go under the bed. Oh, good God.
There isn't a bed in there.
At this is Ndebs at Gadio and on Instagram. What's the Instagram address, please, Neil?
This is Ndebs. Yeah.
And I'm absolutely horrified, disgusted and alarmed. Would you mind dropping this bed now? That idiot Musk has taken down TweetDeck. I have no control, nowhere over the tweets. Because X is crap.
Right.
You just have to see one column. I want TweetDeck with all our columns. And then the only other option is something right. called Brussels Sprout or Hootsuite. What's this? It's meant to be the era of great communication and we're stuck down two channels run by two middle-aged men.
I'm going to play a song now. Calm down.
No, I'm fuming.
We about to get it on.
Saturday morning on Gadio. This is Neil and Debbie here. You can tweet us at This is Ndebs at Gadio. Our Ndebs Instagram is This is Ndebs, or you can email ndebs@gadio.co.uk.
You actually won't believe that, Neil. What was that song? What's that song?
It's called One Two Step
by
Ciara.
By DJ. Yeah, no, Ciara and DJ Hearts.
Ah, yes.
Hearts. It's another body part, Neil. Are you trying to. What are you trying to do with the. With the music. This is Ndebs at Gadio. Email ndebs@gadio.co.uk. Neil, it's an incredible show for you this week.
Mm.
There is so much that's happened. We're going to need a bigger ship. Have you heard what Roisin Murphy has done?
No.
What she's sending out to promote her new album.
Oh, it's something really crazy, I'm sure.
And also the artwork for the new album. Oh, my. Oh, my God, Neil. Here's a little tease for you.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. Isn't she lovely?
All right, that's her seeing the new artwork for the first time.
Right.
I will send you a picture. Not now, but later on so we can all get involved.
Okay.
And you'll go, how did that pass the census?
Ah.
How did that pass the census? That's really good. Also, Lady Gaga is celebrating an anniversary, and I'm going to treat you to Gaga as you have never heard her before.
Oh, right.
All right. And finally, Neil, have you heard about Madonna's squats?
Her what?
65th birthday. Madonna's squats.
Squats?
What are you looking at?
Madonna. Squatting. It's a squat challenge going on, which I never thought we'd be able to say on, but we are.
All right, lovely.
So we'll take part. What have you got anything
well,
new?
Well, she's on Freedom of Choice this week. I thought we ought to celebrate her, you know,
thank God.
Her big one.
That's all. Be careful. She's 65, Neil, but most of her body parts are still 21.
I just need something that's real.
Neil and Debbie here on Gadio this morning. I've just mentioned at the start of the show, if you do hear any random noises, I've got my niece here staying. I've also the washing machine's going. I'm in a different part of the house to do the show this week, just in case you're wondering if there are any strange noises.
Guess where Neil is, where there's strange noises coming out of his house. Where do you think he is? This is Ndebs at Gadio. The winner will win share. In Neil's mansion.
No,
it's got a west wing, right wing, a left wing. Actually, no right wings in this business.
No,
on Twitter, Neil, can I say good morning? Can we say good morning to the beautiful London lad, Ant? White Ant! And he's just gone, morning, dears. And he's fallen out of bed with a pair of dark glasses on.
Oh, nice.
So I think it's been a heavy, heavy night.
Yeah. Air of the dog.
The good, the bad,
and the lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Delving into some of the things that have been going on this week. First of all, this is a good, actually. The police force of South Yorkshire has apologised for its historic homophobic failings and the untold harm caused from its policing approach in the 80s and 90s. Writing in an email to Sheffield LGBTQ plus youth charity Say It, the force's chief constable Lauren Pulteney says, "I want you to know I have heard you." So things are moving forward there, which is very good.
Slowly, slowly.
Yeah. Investigations continue into the brutal stabbing last weekend outside a London gay pub that has shocked our community this week. The double stabbing saw two men, one in his 20s, one in their 30s, knifed outside the legendary Two Brewers in Clapham. They've both since been discharged from hospital. London Mayor Sadiq Khan says the attack is a reminder why we need pride and also hit out at people who stoke up homophobia in the current culture wars. RuPaul star Bag of Chips told ITV News they were horrified by the news of the stabbing.
I've worked at the Two Brewers for 15 years. I'm angry, but I'm also shocked because these are our safe spaces. This is where LGBTQ plus people go to have fun, have a drink, let their hair down.
We are. And finally, we may sadly have lost Paul O'Grady this year, but we have got something rather splendid coming. He made one final TV project, which we're yet to see. It's called Paul O'Grady's Great Elephant Adventure, and it's going to screen on ITV this autumn. It's a two-part documentary series. Paul is seen exploring elephant rescue centres across Thailand, much in the same vein as For the Love of Dogs. Paul's love of animals shines through, while he also explores Thai culture and religion at the same time. Can't wait for that.
No, I can't. I thought, gosh, they could have called it For the Love of Trunks, but that would have had a very different audience.
I want you to hold me.
Now don't believe it.
Janx Jones on, it's called Whistle on KDO.
Janx Jones. Neil, can we check, please? Are you on medication? People are asking today how you are, whether we need to ever ask for
emergency paging Dr. B
this week.
Emergency.
Because Neil has had a very serious operation. Are you on medication still,
Neil? No, I'm not on any medication, actually. I think I'm fine. I think I'm okay. Yeah, no panic. Yeah, and I'm making a good recovery, you'll be pleased to know.
That's very good, Neil. We will be showing Neil's scars later on in the show if you'd be interested. In a moment, by the way, we're about to play you a great remix of Wham! Club Tropicana. What? Drinks are free! Shut up. Club Tropicana, Drinks are Free. And then a beautiful tribute that he paid to, what do you call it? Michael Parkinson this week.
Oh, right, yes.
Well, not a beautiful tribute he paid, but something wonderful that happened that he did. Okay. Should we move on?
Shall I move on to the fact that next weekend, it's the final major Pride of the year, Debbie. Nearly here. Manchester Pride back for 2023. Next weekend, of course. Huge lineup, including Jake Shears is going to be there.
Wow!
Pablo Vittar, Conchita Wurst, Natasha Bedingfield and Gok Wan amongst the celebs and stars on stage. And also the return of Mount Unity Stage supported by Gaydio. You know you need to be there. It's the place to be next weekend. Tickets are on sale right now at manchesterpride.co.uk, or you could win your way in and be there VIP styly. All you have to do to get a pair of VIP weekend wristbands, they're up for grabs now at our Instagram. Go to @Gaydio and check out what you need to do on the pinned post. It's on there on Instagram. Your chance to be VIP at Manchester Pride next weekend at Gaydio.
Happy Pride, everybody!
Am's Club Tropicana refreshed for the I was going to say the noughties. It's the 20s.
2020s.
It's the 20s.
Oh, my God. What year were you going to say? What year? Where are
the noughties. I don't know, yeah.
The noughties. Oh, my God. By the way, vis-a-vis the wonderful...
And the winner of this year's MasterCard...
MasterCard!
We might have a new feature about George Michael in the show later on, right? I'm working on it, Neil, so I'll get to that. But right now, thank you so much to Stuart who? Who has posted, he knows we're a massive fan of George Michael, and he's posted this that was relived earlier in the week because, of course, Michael Parkinson passed away.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And George Michael did one of his most famous interviews after he came out, or was outed, I should say, in LA. Would you like to hear it? And you've got a picture of this. George Michael looked amazing. I remember my Auntie Sharon watched this interview and went... George Michael. It sort of was like a PR masterclass in how what could have gone really, really wrong.
Yeah.
When it won him so many more fans that he never had before.
Yes, exactly.
Right? So he's wearing the pinstripe suit. He's got the amazing moustache and beard, really really, really cultivated, and a lot of product in there. A lot of product. Okay, so this is George on Michael Parkinson back in the day.
This is a great honour for me because I can remember being, 8 or 9 years old, and my mum would allow me to stay up beyond a certain time in the evening only to watch the Parkinson show. She thought it would be a bit of quality watching, so I'm very, very privileged to be here.
Well, that's very kind of you. Very kind of you. It's good to have you.
And she probably wouldn't have been quite as thrilled that I had to take my willy out to get on here.
Crazy what love can do with Becky Hill and Ella Henderson on that one. Neil and Debbie here.
Yes, it is Neil and Debbie here. And you and I love a musical, Neil, don't we?
Mm.
We love a musical.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah? What's your fave of all time, would you say?
Oh, dear. There's so
Mine is not Les Mis. I can just tell you that. It's the one I want put buried.
There's too many to mention, to be honest with you.
Just the top one. We haven't got all day.
Oh, well, Sound of Music. There you go.
Sound of Music's your favourite musical.
Mm.
Do you like, go back to the 1940s. Something huge is happening in the West End. I'm going to play you a little tease now and reveal the answer.
Allô.
Hello.
Bienvenue.
Welcome.
Cabaret is coming back.
Cabaret is coming back with a very amazing cast.
Okay. It's already been back a few months ago, actually.
And they had Colin, who was from It's a Sin, being MC. I went to see it in Tunbridge Wells. God. I went to see it in Tunbridge Wells when Will Young was the MC. He was flipping, insert rude word, amazing. I saw him twice in it. He was that good.
Yeah.
But they've got a new MC
and
a new star as Sally Bowles. Not Sally Traffic. Sally Bowles. Would you like to find out more about that next?
I would love to, yes. That
good, because I've prepared something and it's in the oven ready to deliver.
Blaze and Barbara Tucker.
You know that, don't you, Neil?
What?
Yeah. And who is she?
She's a diva.
She's a sexy Barbara Tucker. On Gaydio. This is Ndebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. I'm going to get to Twitter soon. I can't go to TweetDeck because the absolute numpty has got rid of it. You now have to pay to access free information, which isn't exactly great for a democracy, is it?
Not a town square, no.
Neil, I'm going on to happier news. Some brilliant theatrical updates this week from my girlfriend, Australian Lisa, who we will be hearing from later on in the show. And it involves one of the most classic musicals ever. It was a film first, and then it became more. And I'm talking about this.
Hello.
Hello.
Bienvenue. Welcome.
Did you hear a little extra voice in there? Did you hear a little?
I did. I just need to correct you on something there. It was a stage show first before it came a film.
I was trying to gloss over it, love, because I'm afraid my knowledge of musicals that you could write on an eyelash. I'm not the world's biggest expert because I'm not a big fan of musicals, apart from Hair, apart from Cabaret, apart from the best musical ever.
Mary Poppins.
Which is Rent. No, Rent. In the West End.
Oh, I see.
Rent. You know all about that. So have a very close listen and see whether you can hear who I've slipped in to play the role of MC.
Hello.
Hello.
Bienvenue. Welcome.
Fingers on buzzers, Neil. Who is going to step into the, mask and play it?
Hang on.
Actually.
Corpus Christi Wang.
Yes, Jake Shears, I was going to say.
Correct, Neil. Yeah. Jake Shears. Jake Shears.
That's brilliant.
Is going to be the lead role of MC in the West
That's
End
perfect.
Update of Cabaret. He'd be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine how good he'd be?
Yeah.
And do you know who else is joining him on stage?
Go on.
Self-esteem. The great artist's self-esteem is making her Western debut as Sally Bowles.
Wow.
So I'm definitely going to see that because, I love the musical.
Mm.
And like I said, Neil, have you seen the musical?
I have
as
seen
in
it,
the on West End.
And years ago, yes.
Who was in it? Who was the main?
Oh, my goodness. The Scottish actor who we...
Well, that... Billy Connolly.
No!
Hello!
No!
Welcome!
What's his name?
Oh, no, I'm going to need more. Quick, I'm going to have to push you. We're on the
come
radio.
Back after the thing.
No, who is it?
It's the Scottish guy who was in another play that I went to see, which was really good too.
Fabulous.
He's on TV with Miriam Margolyes, travelling in a camper van.
Oh, Alan Cumming!
There we are.
It came to you.
Wow.
Well, that's wonderful. We've all learned a lot now, haven't we? And I've also got a suggestion. Do you know who else would be brilliant after Jake Shears goes? And we all should all go on a show trip to it, by the way. Do you know who I think would be amazing to tread in the shoes of the wonderful MC? I think it's this person here.
It's pancake day. It's pancake
day.
Brett.
Hands in the air.
Brett from Gaydio would be brilliant because not only can he sing, he's really funny with his facial expressions.
He is, yeah.
So, yeah, I'll talk to their people.
He's a shoo-in. Gaydio's anthems playing Gorgon City Imagination. Neil and Debbie here. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs. And on our Instagram, we are This Is Ndebs. Thank you very much to Malvent, who liked a couple of our photographs this week. Very much.
Ooh, hang on a minute. I'm not in charge. I'm so scared.
Mm.
I've got nothing to do with Instagram, so God knows what's gone up. What photos are they?
There's a couple where we've been doctored to look like Brad Pitt, and it must be somebody. Who was he married to previously? I think where our heads have been put on the top of it. One of those.
So is this from the dark web? I know nothing about this. Why are we doctored to look like Brad Pitt? Where's this come from?
It's on the front of Vogue magazine.
We're on the front of Vogue.
No.
Oh, my dead mother would be so proud. Damn it. That's lovely. So you go and see photos. We have no idea what they're about on our Instagram page. Neil, I would like to share some love, and it could potentially be a new feature.
Oh, right.
Do you know life is hard at the moment, isn't it? Everyone's sort of panicky with everything going on. It's quite stressy. So I think we should send out each week a hug. A Neil and Debbie virtual hug.
Right.
And a really big one. You come in at the back, Neil. I'll go in at the front and squeeze so hard your eyes almost pop out.
Yes.
I'm talking forceful.
Yeah.
Forceful love. I mean, forceful hug. And I'm going over to Twitter right now, if I may. Not TweetDeck, because that's disappeared. And this is for you, JR, Jay Miller. You tweeted, "Hello, you fabulous people at This Is Ndebs. Please say on your show today, I need maximum hilarity, please, to drown out the thought in my mind.
Oh.
I lost a very close friend recently, just 6 months after my darling mum, so absolutely must cry only when laughing while listening to you both." So if you'd like, Jay, you're going to be our guinea pig, if you don't mind. Jay, if you get in the middle of us.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
Neil, do you want to go around the back of Jay?
I'm just going to come around the back of Jay. Come
back.
Okay,
I'm at the front.
Okay.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
On three, let's squeeze to his eyes pop out.
Okay.
Ready? Three, two, one. Oh, that was good. And you smell so good, Jay.
Yeah.
Oh, you smell delicious.
Neil and Debbie here. And just before we go into freedom of choice, I am going to do, I can reveal now, a Madonna freedom of choice. She was celebrating her birthday this week, and I was looking at some stuff online, and I came across somebody who made a little montage of all the times during her professional career that she has bigged up the LGBTQ+ community and how she's been a fervent supporter of us all. And just as a little flavor of what I found,
the gay community has been incredibly supportive of me. I wouldn't have a career if it weren't for the gay community.
This next song I wrote about two very dear friends of mine who died of AIDS.
What I think to be a big problem in the United States, and that's homophobia.
Madonna has vowed to fight what she calls discrimination against homosexuals in Russia.
Meanwhile, Madonna spent Thursday giving back to the homeless LGBT youth at a New York City shelter.
Do you think that homosexuals should be allowed to adopt children?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
For sure. For sure.
100% on our side all the way. And all those clips all the way through her career from 80s Madonna onwards. It's brilliant.
Neil, you know what a huge fan I am of her. And it's easy to forget how much she's done for our community, isn't it?
Mm.
It's, yeah. So I'm delighted that, A, she's A. August Leo, not a loser. July Leo, and also that she's going to feature today. I can't wait for this.
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the
weekly deep dive into the archive to select three tracks which we'll play clips from. Then Debbie has half an hour to decide which one of those clips we'll hear the full song of. Only one mind at the end of the anthems hour. Now, how do you choose songs for one of the biggest fans of Madonna to choose from? It's an impossible task.
Don't it up, Neil. Don't it up.
So, well, let's try this one. Hang up. Oh, I remember that album coming out. Brilliant. Hung Up is choice number one for you.
The Gaydio remix, which is just called Hung. That's a good choice, Neil.
Yeah.
Good choice.
And because we're so impressed with this era, I've also selected this one. Choice number two, Jump.
Neil, extra points if you can tell me which film that featured in. Which film that featured in?
Well, hang on, I can just play my...
Corpus Christi Wang.
Oh, it's completely gone out of my head. Devil Wears Prada. There we are.
Devil Wears Prada. Well done, thank God. Thank God. I thought I'd take your gay card off you. Choice number three, please, Neil.
Hollywood. So, you have half an hour to decide. Only one of those songs can you hear in full. Don't give the game away yet, though. Obviously.
I'm not, Neil, but can you see what I've written down on my piece of paper?
I can't really know.
No.
Hollywood.
The remix of Hollywood, which is Sandy Kleinenberg, which is my top remix of Madonna song ever.
Right. Okay.
So, it might or might be that one later on. It will be that one later on. It will. This is Ndebs at KDO. Email Ndebs at KDO. Not gonna. Okay. You know who one of our favourite artists in the entire world is? It's the Iris Grace Jones.
Roisin Murphy.
Queen Roisin. She's releasing a new album.
Right.
And she's done something only Roisin could do to spout it out into the universe.
Mm.
This is a little clip that she posted online this week.
Oh, look at that. Isn't she lovely, lovely, lovely?
She's talking about her new baby, her new album.
Oh, right.
But she's put something inside that might shock one or two of us. I'll tell you what that is. We shall play some Roisin shortly as well. Gird your loins, gird your loins.
Eric Fritz and Proper Education. These are Gaydio's anthems. We are Neil and Debbie. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs and message us via our Ndebs Instagram page. This Is Ndebs.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the greatest artist of them all? In brackets from Ireland. The answer is Neil. Who is our favourite?
Sinead O'Connor.
Yes, she's one of our favourites. Dance acts. Amazing acts. Go on.
The amazing Irish Grace Jones.
Grace Jones. It's the Roisin Murphy. And I've sent you two pictures here, and I urge you to please Google Hit Parade Roisin Murphy. It's a gatefold. It's her sixth studio solo album. It's out on the 8th of September. And describe what you can see. So picture one, Neil. You tell me what that is. Picture one. What do you describe that as?
Well, it's the weirdest photograph I've ever seen. Somebody with a massive mouth.
It's almost like a doll you find in a certain shop.
Is that you in it? On the right-hand side?
No, that's not me. I wish I was there on that cover.
Looks
that's
a bit like you.
That's the gatefold. So you open up the vinyl, and that's the middle section. All right. And this is Roisin Murphy doing that for the first time. Are you okay? This is her opening the box that has all the albums in it. The other photo, Neil, is the cover.
Right.
Just describe that for me as
That's all rainbowy and colourful and beautiful. I love that.
Roisin Murphy could have... They are works of art. So she's a performance artist as well as an artist. Mm. And this is her describing the new baby of hers.
Oh, look at that, ain't she lovely, lovely, lovely.
Ooh, what a gatefold.
I've got to lick this one. I've got a bit of DNA as well. That's a little bit of my hair going into this one.
So she's signing them for a limited edition pre-order on her from her merch store. No, because right. HMV's shut, really, isn't it? You don't really do signings like that anymore. And if she did signings like licking her album and sign it, I'd queue up all night.
Yeah.
You'd queue around the block. So she's putting parts of her DNA into her album. So she's plucked out one of her hairs, and that's gone in the album. She's licked another one. And if you want to see more, just go and follow her, because she's doing some strange things, but wonderful things. She's also sang to an alpaca, which I'm going to keep for poo today. She's gone out and she's gone on tour with the album, but she's singing to animals. So that will be for poo
she's
later.
She's a one-off, isn't she? She really
she is
a
one-off. But right now we're going to play the song that a few years ago Phil Marriott, RRT, and I were lucky enough to go and interview her, and I told her, well, about my favourite lyric of all time, which I slightly got wrong.
Talking about misheard lyrics, for 6 years I was singing You're Dating My Daughter and Cliff.
And overpowered on Gaydio's anthems. Very nice to hear that. Very good.
By the way, I forgot to tell you, there's a couple of songs that stand out on the new album.
Okay.
One's called MILF Funk. There's another one called Crazy Ant Music. Right. Crazy Ant Reprise. And then there's one called Eureka. I mean, you just know they're going to be great, and I haven't even heard them yet.
Yeah.
I played Overpowered, that album, so many times, I wore it out of my CD player. 3 albums I've got of that. My CD player wore them out.
Can you wear a CD out?
Of course you can wear a CD out, love. I loved it to death.
Mesdames, messieurs, le disc jockey Zach est de retour.
Your deep dive into the archive. This week, celebrating the Leo's birthday. We are talking about Dr. celebrating her birthday this year. Quite a big one. Earlier on, I played you clips from Hung Up, Jump and Hollywood. Those are your freedom of choices this week, Debbie. Which one are you going to go
with? Well, the only one that could have possibly tempted me away would have been my favourite Madonna song ever, which you know, Neil, because I've worked with you for many years now. What is it?
I don't know.
It's the last song of Erotica. It's Secret Garden, because it's the most revealing one. It's very jazzy. But I think this is phenomenal, not only because it's Madonna, but B, Sandy Kleinenberg was on the remix. It's Hollywood. Change FM.
Freedom of choice.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. Happy birthday. She should be upstanding now, actually. She's the queen, isn't she? I'm going to tell you about the Madonna Squat Challenge been going
Sounds like this week.
Yes, squat away with the queen. And also some gay pasta. A gay pasta. Not homophobic spaghetti, Neil.
Oh, right.
Some idiot in Uganda.
Oh,
what about that? Yes.
Okay. Clip time, here's Chris Lilly.
Slap the butcher.
You've got thighs like an elephant and you've got a face like a bloody horse.
Excellent. Well, that was good, wasn't it? We learnt a lot that time.
Neil and Sigala, Heaven on My Mind on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here.
Little best friend, Neil, from the Gaydio Pride Awards with Hilton. And when he performed, Sigala performed on stage. And we were right at the front, weren't we? Right in his grill. right up there. It's Neil and Debbie at, this is Ndebs, at Gaydio, and it's a delight to play this next track. It's a star of Pose, I think. Actually, Billy Porter could play the role of MC in Cabaret.
Very much so, yeah.
He'd be very good. Should you have a little reminder of who the best person in Pose is, Neil?
Apart from everybody else.
You know who it is. You know who it is, don't you? We met this actress in America.
Make mother another drink. Are you blind in one eye?
Wonderful. Electra Abundance, Dominique Jackson. This is Billy Porter's new track. And then after it, I believe you've been on the web finding some
There was somebody who's very homophobic about him online, and a brilliant reaction, which I must tell you about.
A reaction from Billy Porter to it?
No, from somebody
from
who was stood
else.
Up for him. Yeah.
Good. That's fabulous. During the song, there's a couple of things that I love about it. A, his pronunciation of purgatory, and also how great it is to hear back in a song.
Billy Billy Porter on Gaydio. It's called Brick of Sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Very good indeed. Billy Porter was on The One Show this week, and there was a little clip of that that they put onto, I think it was Instagram. And so, there was loads of, you know, you get all the blooming homophobia that people write on their comments and stuff.
What were they saying? What were they saying? What about his performance?
Yeah,
or about
just,
him?
Just generally about just being homophobic towards him. And somebody stepped in called Jen to sort of support and sort of big him up, etc. And wrote some really intelligent stuff about the homophobia. It's basically saying, we see you, you homophobes, and call them out on being closeted gays and homosexual and closeted from the fear of losing their power and privilege and just basically being jealous people. This person's called Jen on there.
Well, good on you, Jen, because we need people like that. And also, Neil, do you remember that study about homophobia? Mm. And how, a lot of people who are homophobic turn out to be gay.
Exactly.
Oh, what a surprise.
They queer themselves.
Yeah.
They've got a clip from the show that they featured here. This is Billy talking about his music career, basically, and how in the early days he didn't have much of a hope because of the way they were towards her. Hang on.
Oh, who's ringing you? Is it Billy Porter? Is it Billy Porter?
But right at the end here, he does a mic drop. Have a listen. He sort of flicks out a fan.
1996, my first R&B mainstream album came out on A&M Records then. Being queer, the music was, you know, the music industry was very homophobic. They kicked me out. Now, I've been able to do other things and come back the back way, and now it's on my own terms. And so something came to my head as I was writing. You know, we speak of winners write the history, right? It's not always right, but winners write the history. Mm. And I thought, I wrote this history. I'm back. I win. Winners write the history. So, baby, I win. She wins, darling. She wins. She wins.
Benby and Rudimental on Gaydio.
Say it at home because it's fun. Rudimental. This is Ender, the good you. Merlin Nebs again. Rudimental.co.uk. You know that, well, August Leos. Winners! But the most famous August Leo of ever was born 65 years ago this week. TikTok, and we're talking TikTok. About Madonna. Madonna, TikTok, Madonna. TikTok. There's a TikTok challenge that's been going around. It's called the Madonna Squat Challenge. Thank you so much to Paul Pecorino and to the Madonna Fan Club who've tweeted this. So it's a video of Madonna squatting during a certain song.
Right.
Okay, see if you can see if you recognise this, Neil. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh yeah!
1, 2, 3 squats. 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm knackered. 8. She's carrying on doing squats right throughout the chorus of music. So everybody's set the Madonna challenge, all right? And there are thousands of squatters. Sorry. Thousands of people doing the Madonna squat challenge.
Right.
And what they said, it's 40 years of performing, 50 years, and she is still doing squats like she's 20. She's still doing the squats. You try and do 2, Neil.
I couldn't
watch
even
the videos.
Do one.
Well, let's watch the videos after the show and let's see if we can film our set. We might not ever get up again, actually. In fact, what a stupid idea. Can
I
we just...
No way I'm doing that. I just had a hernia operation.
We can't do that. I'm sorry, Madonna.
Years and years on Gaydio, and I've just been looking at Madonna doing her squatting. She's like a powerhouse, isn't she?
Neil, seriously, I don't know anyone that could do that many squats in a go. And it's and there's so many people who uploaded themselves doing it next to Madonna. None of them are unfit, are they?
No.
Get lost. Get lost. Let's move on to different matters. Vis-a-vis Ollie Alexander.
Mm.
He, or I should rather say, the cloak that he wore for Glastonbury when he did It's a Sin with Elton John. Do you remember that?
Mm,
mm. The rainbow sort of shredded one.
Mm.
And everyone went, he's wearing nothing. He's wearing nothing. He's practically naked. Well, there is one of the best gay art exhibits I've ever seen. Free in London in Granary Square. And it actually has Ollie Alexander's cloak in it. And it's got David Hoyle's artwork in it. It's got the original flag in it.
Yeah, I've been to it. We talked about this before. It's the LGBTQ museum, isn't it, in King's Cross?
We Are Queer Britain one.
Yeah,
oh, sorry,
right,
love.
Yeah.
I must have switched off when you were discussing
oh,
it.
Oh, that's charming.
Well, anyway, it's Neil's been there. I've been there. It's really good, okay?
It's Kylie, who's having a very good summer. Neil and Debbie here at Gaydio. She's had an absolute cherry on the top of her career this week because she got the first top 40 hit in the US in 20 years, apparently. So she's celebrating that.
It's everywhere, Neil. Padam Fever is everywhere. And also, she's sold out her Vegas residency, isn't she?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, she's had a new date, so ka-ching, ka-ching. And also, Neil, what was going on? Well, we're going to catch up with the Australian niece, my beautiful girlfriend, in a moment, who wants me to sell body parts to go and take her to go and see Kylie in Vegas. I simply can't afford it.
She sold out, though.
I can't afford it, but I... Yeah, while that was going on, Neil, I heard a delicious man from DPD deliver a parcel.
Right.
At the door. And do you know what that is?
What is it?
You know what it is?
Chocolate tea.
It's my sun cream because I'm going to Sitges after the show next weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very
good. So while we do that, would you like to play Lisa's report?
Yes, okay. Well, here is her little...
Lisa!
And here she is. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Neil. Hello, Debbie.
Oh,
hello,
hi,
Alex.
Mm.
Well, it's an exciting week. It's 35 years since Kylie released her debut album.
Oh, wow.
Have you been following it? Are you going to play some Kylie?
We just did.
Of course it's exciting. Don't you remember that first album? It's full of fun stuff that makes Kylie Kylie. It's been a super gay week.
Mm.
We went to see the Queer Britain exhibition up in King's Cross.
Yes.
I thought it was super cute.
It's good, isn't it?
It's really small, but it's totally worth going.
Yeah.
And I really want to go and see the Freddie Mercury one. It's got a big moustache above the door. My friend went yesterday and said
Bond
it
Street.
Was totally worth the queue.
Yeah.
Huh? And then this weekend, we're getting all ready for our Sitges weekend next weekend for fun birthday times. Not our birthdays, but Super Fabulous Paul's birthday.
Right.
So it's just been a great time of year. I love summer. Summer's fabulous. Have an awesome show. Love you. Bye.
Bless you.
One of the best. One of the best.
Debbie here on Gaydio. What a great name. Peggy Goo.
Peggy Goo. Peggy Goo just doing the do. It's really good, isn't it? That's one
very
of
good.
Our beautiful friend, Brett. Brett from Gaydio Afternoons.
It's pancake day.
That Brett. I heard him play that in the week, and I also heard him play the most amazing surprise from Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Do you remember this song, Neil? Do you remember this?
Ready? Oh, yeah.
Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Do the voice when she sings it. She goes really weird in it, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah.
That was out 10 years ago.
No, you're kidding
yes,
me.
Yes, I'm not mucking about, Neil. And do you know what song it went up against? It was a battle of the two. Do you remember?
Was it a Beyonce track?
No, it was Katy Perry, Raw, and we've got an never-before-heard version of that she didn't want anybody to hear. There she is with the Raw. And obviously, Gaga, I think, has stood the test of time with that. It's the better one.
Mm.
But Brett unearthed a secret version of Gaga's Applause, which I'd never heard before. Can I play it to you next?
Oh, yes, brilliant.
Play it to you next. And also, in the meantime, can I read out this tweet?
Mm.
At this is ndebs at gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. It was Rear Vis-a-Vis, something we played on the show last week that went down very, very, very well, Neil.
All right.
Very well. By our friend Karina. Oh, Karina, she says, I'm with Debbie Ryan and this is Ndebs with regards to how fabulous this song is. It's also one of my favourites of my mum. And it's this one, Neil. Do you remember this? This better not be an advert. I'm on YouTube.
Okay.
Don't be an advert. Oh, for God's sake!
Chocolate tastes good to you.
Wouldn't
it be great?
Shut up. Let me just... No! Hang on. Honestly, it really annoys me.
It's not
going
to be Donna Summer again, is it?
Neil, what on earth makes you think that? Oh, I can't skip this ad. You've got to watch how boring.
Oh, no.
No, hang on. It's going. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready? It's from the 1980s, so they've got this. 1982, this was from. Right?
I'm sure
starts in 3 seconds.
Any second now.
Here we go. Oh, Neil's back!
State of Independence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to go through the whole thing again because it's quite the intro. But it really is a work of art. And Karina, we're glad it brought up a beautiful memory.
Just not step on our gowns, you need to calm down.
Saturday afternoon. This is Gadio. Neil and Debbie here on our weekly show. The podcast, incidentally, is available whenever you are at mixcloud.com/thisisndeb. Search for us on iTunes and please rate and review there. And you can listen again at gadio.co.uk.
Also, I listened to the whole of last week's show Listen Again on Gadio, and it's really good. It's not really good. The Listen Again feature is really good. Ooh, big head, check you out. Neil, I was listening to Brett Harris on Gadio Afternoons, one of my favourite shows on the station. He is so much fun, and I learn things from Brett.
Right.
I learn things.
Good.
So for Poo this week, which stands for Positive Optimistic Outlook, I'd like to play you something I heard on Brett's show. And we're going back to Saturday Night Live a long, long time ago, 10 years, in fact, when Lady Gaga came out as a flapper. And, Neil, please. And she did a jazzed-up version of Applause. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
You might have to shake some serious shoulder to this, all right? Do your jazz hands. Look at camera one and shake.
To crash the critics saying, is it right or is it wrong?
I mean, isn't that amazing?
Super.
Do you want to hear how her voice goes loud and jazzy?
Yes.
Give me the feeling.
And then she goes to start spreading the news, which I didn't think was relevant for Gadio.
No. Wow, but she swings, doesn't she?
She That's does great, swing. Yeah. That rumour is true, Neil. Thank you, Brett. God bless you.
Neil and Debbie on Gadio, and we've come to the end of the show, Debbie.
No.
Yes.
No. Neil, I've got you know who's up next, don't you?
Will it be Anthony Murphy?
The delicious Anthony Murphy with Gadio Requests. It's such a good show. You know, last week, thank you, Anthony, he played my request of Sinead O'Connor, the wolf is getting married. It's not a wolf sound effect, but go with it. I was choking on a banana, sorry. Your Honour. And thank you for playing that. But I'd like you to think of one, Neil, because this is a great chance for you to hear anything that you love. And if he can't find what you love, Neil, what does he do?
Will he play what's coming up next?
No, he'll play something similar. And if he hasn't got anything something similar, you have to choose again.
All right,
so if you could ask for any song in the world now, and bearing in mind, 2 weeks ago, he played Denise Van Outen from New York to L.A., which was amazing.
There's
anything you could pick off. What would you pick?
Oh, no.
Yeah, anything, Neil. Not your usual stuff you can hear everywhere. Just something brilliant.
Unfinished Sympathy, I think I'd go for.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, how about that? Would that work?
Slow the
mood
down a bit. No, that's great.
Something a bit, you know, that you don't always hear. Down there.
Yeah.
Not what you're expecting, is it?
No, it's really something a bit more fun. But no, it's your Gadio request. Anthony Murphy is on the way next. You might hear that. You might not. You might not.
We'll see you next week.
Extra, 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 extra.
Oh, no, where's she gone, Neil? Where's she gone?
I need to refine that. I've lost it, actually.
Oh,
truth be known.
Dear. Well, Neil, you are recovering, so all is absolutely forgotten. I'm forgiven. I'm trying to find a little clip here. I shouldn't eat a banana. This is why healthy food is bad for you. It makes you choke. I've never choked on a Twix bar. The second I put any fruit in my mouth, that's me gone. First of all, Neil, we're having a lot of messages in to ask how you are. So can we just have a tiny little update to see how you are?
I feel like I've made a pretty good recovery so far. I'm still healing up from a hernia, but getting there, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you milking it a bit because you live at home with Mr. and Mrs. Sexton,
no.
Mrs. Two Sip Sexton?
No.
Are you not going, oh, mother?
No.
If only I had a cup of tea next to me here.
No, I can make it to the kettle myself.
You make it to the kettle.
She wouldn't stand for that nonsense anyway.
She wouldn't, no. She wouldn't let you have that.
No.
But do you feel like it's improved? Do you feel like it's done the job?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, I think so. It's still a little bit sore. I mean, I don't know. Give me another week or so. But it's definitely, yes, it's better than it certainly was before, which wasn't very good at all.
No. Well, that's really good to know, because you don't realise how important your health is until something goes a bit, you know.
Yeah, definitely feeling like I want to get back at it. Do you know what I mean?
Back at it. Oh, my, that's a Gaydio exclusive. All right, Neil Sexton wants to get back at it. Back at it. That's beautiful, love. Well, next week after the show, Lisa and I will be jetting off to Sitges.
So I hear.
Yes, so we might be very D-mob happy. You might have to sort of calm me down.
Right.
Take me off the roof, because I'm going to be really up there. I love Barcelona. I love Spain so
much.
I know
you do, yeah.
Not chaffy Spain. Mm. You know, I don't want to sit with people having sausage, egg and bacon each day. I want to go with people having tapas and potato bravas.
So are you, is it a little group of you going out there?
Yeah, it's for, you know, Lisa, when she was like a teenager in early 20s, she went out with a really lovely guy called Paul.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Who's her best friend.
Yeah.
Paul was having a milestone birthday and we were all going over to celebrate that milestone birthday.
Brilliant.
He's going over with his boyfriend and she's going over with me.
Oh, lovely.
So isn't it interesting? They both went out with each other.
I think that's lovely that they've stayed really good friends as well.
Well, it took a while because Lisa left him for a woman.
Oh.
And then Paul never went back to going out with girls and he went out with guys.
Oh.
Yeah. So they both had their sort of major awakenings.
Yes.
When they were dating each other.
Via each other sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, it took a while to get over, if I'm honest with you. It was not like...
I'm sure,
see you next week. Yeah. They did have... But they've worked through it and it's they're beautiful people.
Right.
So there we have it. Do you know what I forgot to play you, Neil?
What?
I forgot to play you Roisin Murphy singing to the alpacas.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Glad to hear that.
So, you know, is it Mary Poppins or Julie Walters? Julie Andrews. What was the song where she sang?
Lonely Goat Herd.
Yeah, but what's the film? Is it Mary Poppins?
No, Sound of Music, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
High on a hill with a lonely goat herd. That song. Where they're doing the puppet show.
That's it. I love that. So let me just do this. So it's a bit. I think I found. Yeah. How unfortunate! I called it Mary Poppers.
Wasn't there a drag act called that one?
Oh, that's too funny. Was there? Let me just put this in. Hang on. Oh, it's not letting me do it. Oh, you are so annoying. I was trying to find the, you have to imagine it. So here is the wonderful Roisin Murphy singing to a bunch of alpacas to promote her new album.
I wonder how they will react to me having a little sing-song. What do you think, lads? Should I try? You are my heart's delight.
They're staring at her.
And where you are, I long to be. You make my darkness bright when like a star you shine on me. I think they quite like it, don't they? They're not running away, at least.
Neil, it's the funniest clip because there's one alpaca that just goes and just stares at her like he's a really big fan. And he's just got little love hearts in his eyes. And all the others are sort of like, we'll go back to eating this bit of grass. So.
Yeah.
But one alpaca is really a big fan. Listening to her, don't you think she'd be a shoo-in if ever The Wizard of Oz came back on stage?
Yes, definitely. Well, it is at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's, you know, she could play the Tin Man, Scarecrow. She could play all the roles with her costume changes because I've seen her live and she could do it really, really quickly.
Yes, that's very true, yes.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. It's a little suggestion for us if you're in the West End.
Yeah.
Have that one for free.
And isn't that a pleasing word, alpaca?
Neil and Debbie.